everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And it's always a great opportunity to have the opportunity for in-depth conversations with leading thinkers, practitioners, writers, researchers, those people who are committed to sharing their knowledge, their wisdom with us. So we have another great show in store for you today. I just want to remind everyone, I've recently created a new website. It's gorgeous, ready to go, I have to say. It's taken, it feels like forever to get it up, but I invite you to go opt in, visit it. I have special reports available to you once you opt in. You will get archived radio shows that I've been doing sent to you each week, so you don't want to miss out, and you won't miss out once you just opt in there. Plus, on the website, there are videos, there are free articles, published articles that I've done. It's a great place to go to just access phenomenal information, truthful information that women must know. And by the way, men are more than welcome to come and visit and browse the website, because we all need to be empowered and enlightened with truthful information. So I just want to remind everyone it's a happening thing, and I'm really excited about the new look and the new feel of the website, whatwomenmustknow.com. So I want to talk about a topic that we're hearing day in, day out. In fact, I think most of us kind of become a bit deaf to the topic that we'll be discussing today, and that is the problem of our obesity epidemic. We hear these statistics. We just have to look around and see what's going on, but the statistics are telling us that 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. Soon, one out of two Americans will have diabetes. It's a pretty scary, scary statistic. And we all are terribly frustrated around this issue, because those of you who have really been trying diligently to lose weight, I was just talking to a friend, and he was saying to me, I just don't understand it. I'm exercising. I'm eating healthy. I'm doing all the right things. I cannot lose one single pound. And I think that's the song that so many of us are singing. It's kind of a cry for help. We don't know what to do, and yet we know that we've got to do something. So we're going to be talking about a very specific paradigm. I call it a new paradigm to address the obesity epidemic. We need to find answers. And this is one of the solutions that I personally have experienced. In fact, I not only experienced and found unbelievable results on this protocol, literally dropping 15 pounds of toxic fat in 3 weeks, losing 2 dress sizes, and then doing another round, another protocol, where in total I've lost close to 30 pounds in 4 dress sizes. And, you know, that was close to 4 years ago, and it has maintained. It's been a transformational experience. And as a result of this introduction to a new paradigm, which I want to share with you today, I was inspired, and my guest today actually helped to inspire me to write, and in fact, we co-authored a book called The Promise of HCG, and I'm talking about my special guest today, Frankie Boyer, who I'm thrilled to have on the show. And just a little bit about Frankie. Frankie, it's kind of a reverse role situation here, because Frankie Boyer is one of the leading radio hosts who has been dedicated over the years to getting the information out over the airwaves for health. She is an impassioned voice for everyone searching for useful insights and information on traditional and alternative approaches to lifestyle, healthcare, and well-being. She is based in Boston. Her radio shows go all over the country, and she's really an icon in the industry. And I'm really thrilled to have her on the show today, because she is not only a leading voice in radio to empowering people with truthful information, but she is a wonderful friend of mine, and an exceptional co-author of my book, The Promise of Our Book, The Promise of HCG. So welcome to the show, Frankie.
It's always wonderful, Dr. Cheryl Selman. And what I love about what you were saying, and as we listen to so many of the guests that we both have on our radio programs, we understand and we're beginning to understand the role that food plays in all of our lives. And when we go back to ancient times, you know, when we look at the ancient tribes of American Indians, when we look at the different cultures in different parts of the world, we look at a lifestyle that was geared to movement, whole foods, communication, passion. And when we look at our own lives today, we have to wonder the convenience of our culture, of our world, our 24/7 world that we live in is just, it's actually killing us.
Well, unfortunately, the stats prove that to be true as we see this increase in chronic illnesses of all sorts of course, this growing obesity problem. I mean, you know, until I was faced with my own metabolic syndrome issue where I was stuck, I was putting all this weight on around my middle, I was way overweight, and you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but when I look back, having the knowledge I now have, I was another one of those statistics with metabolic syndrome. I had weight around the middle, my triglycerides were up, my LDL was showing there are serious problems. I didn't even know it at the time. I would not even have thought I was suffering with metabolic syndrome, but in actual fact, I was. And even if we're just 10 pounds overweight, it's going to drive us into a condition that is generating this state called metabolic syndrome, which is really a syndrome indicating our metabolism, our ability to manage insulin, sugar, everything is starting to go awry. And havoc is ensuing in our bodies, and sooner or later it's going to show up in serious, serious health problems. And this is where I realized how much these conditions are affecting everyone, even me, who thought I was eating a healthy diet,
yes,
which I
was. Absolutely, absolutely. And my own story as well. You know, I always say to my own listeners that one of the amazing things about me is that I used to be very, very thin. I was extremely thin at one point in my life, and extremely obese at one point in my life. And so I used the street Mass Ave, which is right outside of Harvard Square on Mass Ave, and I always say that I know what it's like to cross Mass Ave, which is a very busy street, weighing 117 pounds when they stop short for you. And I also know what it's like to weigh close to 200 pounds crossing that same street, and they run you over. So I have had extremes in my own personal life where I was overweight as a child, got very, very thin, gained some weight back, got really obese again, and have had, you know, up and downs, managed my weight, and finally was in a place where I felt pretty good about myself, worked out all the time. As you know, I was getting up at 5 in the morning, working out with this crazy trainer who I just love, but she's just crazy, and 3 days a week, and even the dog looked at me like, what are you doing at this hour? She would turn around and go back to bed. And I never lost a pound. And I thought, you know, if I had to say, okay, I'm going to accept my weight the way it is, I would do that. But it was just interesting after my beloved dog died. And it was when I had a black chow chow was this, just this wonderful dog, and I would walk her several times a day. And when she passed away, I did not have the opportunity to walk her. And nothing changed but that one little piece. And I couldn't lose weight. Now what was beginning to happen is that the stresses in my life were unbelievable. And what happened? I got on the scale and I couldn't believe it. I'm getting bigger and bigger. I'm going in the wrong direction. I'm not eating. I'm exercising. I'm working out with a trainer. And I'm gaining weight. And in my frustration, I was just beside myself. I called Dr. Selman and I said, Cheryl, what's going on? Why is my body holding on to this fat, this weight? And you said, well, it has to be cortisol, it has to be this, has to be that. And then you told me about HCG. And it was at that moment you said to me, you know, Frankie, what do you have to lose? Try it. It's working for me. And so I reluctantly said, all right. Now, being a vegetarian, the Simeon Protocol, which is what we base this HCG over around, and by the way, the HCG, the formula that I chose to use was the homeopathic version. There are many versions of HCG on the market today, from injectables to you name it. But what I thought was extraordinary is the minute I got on it, for the first time in years, I started to lose weight. And my body started to change. And as the title of our book says, How to Banish Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism, that's exactly what started to happen. So I all of a sudden realized that it wasn't about just dieting. It wasn't just about what you're eating. There's more to this story. And so when you called me up and you said, I think Dr. Simeon may have uncovered something. I think Dr. Simeon may hold the key to the obesity epidemic. And I truly believe today, after interviewing thousands of guests on my show, from very famous people to not so famous people, from the Suzanne Summers and Dr. Mark Hymans to obscure doctors in the middle of the country that are making a difference. And one of the things that they are sharing is we all react differently and we all have a different connection to food. But one thing is clear throughout the entire conversation that we have, and that is the story about carbohydrates. And we're starting to get a real clean picture of this story, Dr. Selman.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's one of the things that changed for me, and I let me just say before we go further, for those who've never heard about HCG, who really have never been exposed to the protocol, let me just give a little brief background, Frankie, so people can...
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
About, okay? So Dr. Simeon's was an English endocrinologist who was he won some awards. He was a brilliant endocrinologist and spent many years in India, in the British service there, and then went on and set up a clinic in Italy. And when he was in Italy, he just took on the task of finding a solution. Well, finding the cause of obesity was where he started. He just was determined he was going to see what was going on with our inability to lose fat, what was really the driving force. And he spent many years in research and then discovered that sirens like me. he discovered that actually it was a faulty hypothalamus, which is our key. Hypothalamus is like in the hierarchy of our endocrine system. It is the master driver. It controls everything. And he found that the hypothalamus was critical for balancing the communication throughout the body. more important than thyroid for weight, more important than the pituitary was the hypothalamus. And then he proceeded to find a solution to reset, reactivate, improve communication between the hypothalamus and the key centers of the body. And one of the jobs of the hypothalamus is to give the body the message to burn fat. And he believes that if you are storing as much as 10 pounds over your ideal weight, you have a faulty communication system with your hypothalamus, because we should be able to burn fat. We were not designed to be stuck in fat storage mode. And the vehicle to get the body switched back on again is this hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin, better known as HCG. He had a clinic in Rome. He used this hormone. He used it as the hormone, as the injection. The royalty would come. The American celebrities would come. They would come in bloated fat and leave 3 weeks, a month later, thin, skinny, looking fabulous, glowing in tone. And he became very famous. Now, this protocol got lost somehow in the midst of time for a variety of reasons, and it was only reintroduced maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago into the United States. It always existed in Europe in clinics there, and I talked to people who worked in these clinics, but it was lost in the United States, been here for a while, and then somehow disappeared, and now it's reappeared, and we are using this protocol in our lives, certainly in my practice. Actually, it's the hottest thing going right now. People are using it in the form of the hormone. I am using it in the form of a homeopathic option, which is just as effective, just as viable. In fact, I think it has some advantages over the hormone itself.
And yeah, I have to think it does too, yes.
Right? And so yes. this is what every practitioner, every person who's used the HCG approach has been absolutely stunned, because Dr. Simeon said, you will lose a pound a day of toxic fat, not of muscle, not of subcutaneous fat. You're not going to get gaunt. You're not going to get flabby. People cannot believe it. It seems incredulous to think that you actually can lose a pound a day safely on any program. And he said in his original book, this is what happens, this is what his research showed, and I have to say it is the truth, and you have to experience it to believe it.
You know, Dr. Selman, there are so many people, when I just got through with a group here in the Boston area that I did, and they were all so skeptical, and, you know, yeah, right. Tell us another story. We're really going to lose a pound a day. We're really going to lose inches. We're really going to re-sculpt our bodies. Yeah, right, sure. And when it was all over, as we sat in the room, and I took a look at how everyone, you know, 6 weeks later, it totally transformed. And I say to people, give me 23 days and I will give you a head start. I will give you an opportunity to finally, once and for all, get off the yo-yo syndrome, the weight loss problem that has been haunting you for years. And you and I both have had tremendous success from the classes and individually from this protocol. And I'm a vegetarian and I've lost so much weight. And when they went around the room and they shared their outcomes of this last group, they were absolutely flabbergasted that they were able to lose weight, not be hungry, have inches fall off their body, wearing clothes that they hadn't, they were just so thrilled that they could get into the spring, and we've had such warm weather here in New England, that they could wear their spring clothes and not have to cover up. And people commenting on, what did you do? You look 10 years younger. Because not only does this protocol change the way in which you have this relationship with food, it also changes your taste buds. You know, I always say it gives your body that time out. If you could just take that time out and reset your taste buds, get rid of the chemicals. You may not be aware of how many chemicals you're using, but the gum that you're chewing, the sugar-free gum, the artificial drinks. We don't realize what we're consuming in a day, and in this protocol, it's an opportunity to go back to the basics, to eat simple foods, to go back and eat fresh, organic, farm-raised foods. And what it does is it stimulates those wonderful taste buds, gives them a whole new reference point. And then what else does it do for you? It makes you appreciate. Oh my gosh. You wake up with a renewed sense of energy. I always say it's a spiritual program as well as a weight loss program, because it changes so many different parts of your body.
Well, it absolutely does shift a person's energy, perception. I see this all the time. Now, I've worked with over 1,200 people on this program. I have a protocol that I do here in the United States. I also run programs in Australia. And, in fact, I've introduced HCG into Australia a couple of years ago. And it just is transforming people's lives. As you said, it makes people more aware of their food. You make better choices, because one of the gifts of the protocol, unique feature of working with this hormone HCG, is that it's resetting the key centers. We set the hypothalamus, and one of the functions of the hypothalamus actually is controlling our cravings. And when you reset this system, you actually lose your craving, especially for carbohydrates, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That a program will help you literally lose your desire for sweets and carbs, which, of course, then opens you up to the world of possibilities of eating healthy, fresh, alive food. And, Frankie, your specialty and your love and your passion really is of creating recipes, and that was your amazing contribution in our book, Promises
yes,
of HCG.
You
put together amazing recipes, and we're going to take a break in a few minutes, but when we come back, I want you to share some of the amazing recipes that you have created, and really letting people know that we can eat some amazing foods. The most important thing to sustain a protocol like HCG actually will allow a person to release the stored fat. And unlike other programs, when people lose weight on other programs that are basically based on caloric restriction and exercise, you're losing 40 to 60% of muscle mass and a small percentage of a true toxic visceral fat, mostly muscle and water. In the HCG protocol, you lose 40 to 60% of toxic fat, some water, and a very small percentage of muscle mass, which actually is gained back. It's quite a reversal of what any other weight loss program can do.
And I have to just say that many MDs around the country, forward-thinking MDs, have been introduced to this protocol, and we know of a few that have actually lost weight themselves. One, 30-something pounds, Dr. Delaney, who's featured in our book, The Promise of HCG, and then Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, who's lost over 115 pounds, and his wife has lost 70 pounds, something like that. I mean, the two of them together, it's like, I think, 200 pounds. So these are MDs, and there are many of them in the book that have been interviewed, as well as regular individuals. And so this protocol that you're talking about, Dr. Selman, is not something that is far removed. We are encouraging people every day to embark on this protocol. And if you are struggling with your weight, then you really need to listen to this program.
You know, exactly, because you were stalled with your weight. Your metabolism wasn't responding. My metabolism wasn't responding. And we were eating a healthy diet. Granted, we had gone through periods of stress, which I have to say is the most powerful thing to disrupt your metabolism and disrupt your hypothalamus from communication. And we were frustrated. We were, you know, so unhappy with what was going on in our body. We weren't feeling well. I mean, you know, that's the story that the majority of Americans are dealing with. And we found an answer. We found an answer that transformed our bodies, that continues to transform our bodies. We are able to maintain these changes, and we're sharing it, we're teaching with other people, because it's time to switch people on to a solution. And the old approach that is still in play about reducing your calories and putting more exercise in your life will never switch on the mechanisms within our body that allows it to burn fat properly again. And of course, lose the cravings and improve sleep and help balance the endocrine system, all of which is overseen by the hypothalamus. So this is kind of a brain thing. The obesity problem is more related to a dysfunctional part of our master control system than it is just about making poor choices with food and being inactive, which obviously is a piece of the puzzle, but mm-hmm. it's not the key. Because if it was the key of just changing our food and putting the exercise in, we both would have been, you know, zooming along and with our ideal body, and that wasn't the case. So we were in search of the missing pieces. So we're about to take a break. When we come back, Frankie Boyer, my wonderful guest, the renowned radio host who has really pioneered health shows empowering people with the truthful information regarding their health and well-being, and co-author of the book that we co-wrote, The Promise of HCG, will be returning and sharing some of her amazing recipes to help us really thrive on a healthy diet. So don't go away. You definitely want to be hearing these recipes. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. And today we have the inspirational Frankie Boyer with us. Frankie Boyer is a very respected, highly respected radio host. She lives in Boston. Her radio shows go out throughout the country, and she really is a voice for health, for well-being, for truth. And by the way, if you want to know more about Frankie's shows, because they are archived, you can listen to them on the internet, right, Frankie?
Yes, you can go to frankieboyer.com.
Frankieboyer.com, and that's FrankieBoyer. And I recommend you go on the website, because Frankie has the most fantastic guests, and she is always just filling her listeners with wisdom and solutions to things.
I do. I do 2 hours of live radio a day, so I do. I cover everything. I'm still, after 12 years of doing this daily, I'm still very passionate about empowering people to make changes and differences in their lives, Dr. Selman. And I'm very blessed and honored to be able to do that every day. But before I came on air with you, I have to just share with you that I live in an Italian neighborhood, which is a wonderful place to live. It's the north end of Boston, and there's lots of great food and restaurants and pizza places, and I love pizza. But pizza doesn't love me. And it doesn't love me for many reasons, but I just look at a piece of pizza and I'm bloated. I just have to look at it. I don't even have to taste it. And between the ingredients that they use, the yeast and the wheat connection, which I have a gluten sensitivity, I noticed when I did the HCG, one of the side benefits, the wonderful side benefits, is that I noticed that I have these hereditary fat pockets under my eyes that it's hereditary. My family has them, a lot of members of my family. And when I did the HCG, I realized they were gone. They were totally gone. It's like, where did they go? Well, I realized that by getting rid of gluten, for me, getting rid of gluten and getting rid of sugars, I had always been off sugars, but getting rid of the gluten was a very big piece of this. And even though I didn't have a lot of gluten, a lot of the foods that I was eating, including soy sauce, including cereals, including, you may think you're having whole grains, but you know what? Not true. So anyway, living in this neighborhood, I said, I'm an artist. I paint. So I needed a way to be creative in the kitchen and enjoy food and enjoy my taste buds. And I like to eat sweets, and I want to eat foods that everybody else eats. So guess what I did? I thought about creating some recipes. And I made this week, I wanted fresh tomatoes, organic tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella with onion on a pizza. That's what I was craving, red onion. And what I did was I took some almond flour, and I have to tell you that Bob's Red Mill sells almond flour for like $9.99 a package. If you live near a Trader Joe's, $3.99 for a pound. Big difference. Big difference. So you can get your almond flour ground up at Trader Joe's, sold in the nut department, where all the nuts are. And I took about a cup to 2 cups, depending on how much you want to use, and I don't have exact, but I take an egg, I take the almond flour, I threw in some Parmesan cheese, optional, I threw in a chopped onion, because I love the flavor of chopped onion, I just love onion, mixed it all together, and put it in a baking sheet that I sprayed with coconut oil, and I'm a big coconut. Coconut oil is like one of my favorite things. You could put me in a vat of coconut, and I will be in heaven. Seriously. I am in heaven in coconut land. It's just one of my favorite things. But you can use any healthy oil. Just be aware that I am not a fan of canola oil at all, that many of the oils that we choose to use unfortunately are not made in a pristine way. So anyway, so I put together the almond flour, and I used an egg scrambled, and it's moist with the cheese and the onion, and I patted into a flat cookie sheet, and I bake it for 10 minutes. I watch it, and then it came out of the oven, and I put on top more onion, sliced mozzarella, the fresh tomatoes, and basil, and put it back in the oven. And I have to tell you,
oh my God,
it was so delicious.
So wait, it was just almond flour and coconut oil and eggs.
I didn't use coconut oil. I actually just put coconut oil on the cooking sheet.
Okay, so it was just almond flour and eggs?
Almond flour and an egg, and a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and some sliced onion. But you know, the onion and the cheese are optional.
Wow.
But that's it. That's the basic dough, and you pat it down into a cookie sheet, put it in the oven, and it's truly delicious.
So there you go. You can have your pizzas, and you can...
So the dough is, you know, it's not real pizza dough, but let me tell you something. You can put all kinds of vegetables on top of it. You can use real cheese, and you can use some of the new... Dyer is a new... it's not a soy cheese. It's a non-cheese, non-dairy cheese. However you want to put it together.
Now, you have another little recipe that you love that has to do with spinach. Do you want to share?
Oh, my God, my spinach chips. This has become quite the... As a matter of fact, I was actually in Trader Joe's buying packages of spinach, coconut oil, organic coconut oil at $5.99, cheaper than anywhere else. by the way, that Trader Joe's. I just love that Trader.
You're a good advertisement for Trader Joe's.
I know, and I don't get a dime from them. I should talk to them. I should talk to them about sponsoring me. I'm in line, and the woman that's cashing out said to me, "What the heck are you doing with all this spinach and coconut oil?" And I said, "I make a baked spinach that is really quite delicious." And a woman in the next aisle heard me talking, and she said, "Oh, is that you, Frankie? Is that you? Oh, my God, it's Frankie Boyer. It is you. It is you." And it was so cute. It was just a really precious moment. And she said to the cashier, "Oh," and she showed that she had the spinach and she had the cheese as well. So what you do is you take, I like parchment paper. Parchment paper really works. And it just makes it easier, cleaner to clean up. And I use parchment paper for all my baking and cooking. And I recommend you get there's a unbleached coconut paper. I'm sorry, unbleached parchment paper. So I take the parchment paper, and then I put dollops of coconut oil on the parchment paper, and I take organic spinach. And I use organic because there are 12 deadly, they're called the 12 deadly vegetables and the dirty dozen, and I use as many of those 12 fruits and vegetables. I try to make sure that they're organic, and spinach is on that list. So I want my spinach to be organic because they use a lot of pesticides in harvesting and picking the spinach. So I use organic spinach, and I put the organic spinach on top of this coconut oil, and then I put a little bit of shaved cheese. Now you can use Parmesan cheese. There's all kinds of cheeses that you can use. This is the most unforgiving. And you put it all in the cookie sheet in the oven at 350 degrees, and you will smell how delicious it is. And in a few minutes, it comes out, and it is so crunchy and so flavorful and so delicious that you were like, you will not believe. For someone out there who has never liked spinach, you are not going to believe how spectacular spinach is. You can also do it with kale, and you can also do it with other cooking greens. Olivia's makes a organic cooking green package, and you can use that as well. But the bottom line is that you put it in the oven, and it is delicious.
And, I mean, you go crazy over this food because it's a great snacking food, right?
I've turned more people on. I serve it as an appetizer for dinner parties, and people, mainstream people, not even people that are, you know, health conscious, are like, wow, this is so awesome. This is so good. It really is very tasty. And if you want to do it without the cheese, you can sprinkle a little sea salt on there, and you can also use a little sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's very forgiving. You can do a lot of different things with it.
And the point of all this is, and what you're so brilliant at, and by the way, we have 135 recipes in our book, The Promise of HCG, which not only explains the theory, the science. We have interviewed leading medical doctors who were quite skeptical about this protocol, but gave it a go and found tremendous results for themselves and are now promoting it in their practice. And I just want to say that one of the doctors you mentioned earlier, Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, has been tracking the results from his patients. He actually set up an entire clinic based on this protocol, and he's taking assessments of his patients, and he's finding some tremendous results, including the increase of your metabolic rate. So the HCG protocol is, in fact, increasing your metabolism, whereas all other programs slow down your metabolism. And he also is seeing and observing changes that, to him, are indicating you're actually releasing stem cells that are held in the fat. And when they are released, they are activated and support the healing and regeneration of the body, which is pretty amazing, actually, to really understand what's going on. But the combination of the information in the book and then, Frankie, your brilliant recipes, which I have to say are fabulous recipes, whether anyone is doing the HCG protocol or not, they will get so many great ideas to start eating in a healthy manner.
Well, you know, one of the things that I don't want to give up is good food. I'm a foodie, and I've been a foodie for my whole life, and, you know, I don't want to give up my good food. And I feel that food should taste delicious, and so should your vegetables. I'm a vegetarian that loves her vegetables, but, you know, I'm not the type of vegetarian that likes to drink her vegetables. So I'm not into, you know, an occasional soup, yes, but I'm not into eating boring vegetables. That's just not for me. Maybe for other people, not for me. So I need to spice things up. I need to add flavors and spices, and I need to be creative in the way that I prepare my food. And that's what I do, and that's what I did with this book, because I eat cookies. I eat candy. I don't do it every day. But I do it without sugar, and I do it without carbohydrates. And I do it with healthy, whole foods. One of my biggest pet peeves, one of my biggest concerns right now, is that people that are very sick with celiac disease and other gluten sensitivities are being given a bill of goods. They're being told that products that they're substituting the wheat for are better for you. And these unfortunate people are gaining weight, and they're eating foods that are filled with more chemicals. And I think they're doing a terrible disservice to the people that have celiac disease and gluten sensitivities, because no one should be eating that kind of crap. Nobody.
You know,
we should be eating whole foods. We should not be putting carbohydrates into our bodies. We absolutely should not be eating rice powders and derivatives and all kinds of chemicals. It just makes me crazy. And the amount of sugar. Oh, my gosh. Sugar is in everything, but especially if you look at the ingredients in anything gluten-free, you will be absolutely blown away by the amount of sugar.
And I recently interviewed Dr. William Davis, who I just love. He is the author.
Oh, the Wheat Bellies author, yes.
I've had him on, too. And I find him very inspirational, because I like getting to the root cause of issues. And when he started to investigate the consequences of eating wheat, especially the kind of wheat that is now grown in 90% of the world, which is hybridized wheat, he really opened up a can of worms, because it's not just about the dangers of gluten, which of course increases inflammation, which drives obesity and all chronic illnesses. He is saying it's the very nature of wheat itself that is toxic. And it's a disaster on so many levels to our health. So the first thing that people need to understand is that the wheat and the refined carbohydrates that we are surrounded with are really the toxins in our life that are contributing to all the health problems, including obesity. So that's why I love what you're doing, because you're giving people recipes like using almond flour to make pizza.
Almond flour is my staple. I'm a very big almond flour user. It's for me, coconut flour, almond flour, coconut sugar, xylitol. I'm using whole foods, foods that are made from nature, and I am putting them into recipes and being creative. I'm using chocolate that's dark, dark, dark chocolate, unsweetened chocolate. Sometimes I'm using chocolate sweetened with stevia. So I am very excited about what I have created in the kitchen using some healthier versions of food. So you can give me any recipe. You can say to me, Frankie, I want to make a healthy macaroni and cheese. And I'll say to you, okay, let's do it. Let's take some your different cheeses, your three or four different whole food cheeses, and let's take them from grass-fed cows, the cheeses. Let's use really good quality, not processed cheese, but real whole food raw cheeses. And let's take your spaghetti squash, or let's take the magic noodles, or any of those healthier versions, and let's make a lovely sauce using the different cheeses and using the noodles and using your vegetables. And let me tell you something. I have done Thanksgiving at my home, and people have not a clue that they're eating gluten-free. I do apple pie that is out of this world, apple crisp that you would swear you're eating real apple crisp, chocolate chip macadamia nut cookies, butter crunch cookies. My newest is shortbread cookies, and simple ingredients, like three or four ingredients put together, and you have an easy, delicious solution. No, you don't want to eat a lot. Yes, they're fattening. We're not talking about it, but it is good fats. They're medium chained triglycerides using coconut oil. Coconut oil, in my opinion, is one of the most unsung heroes of our century. We are now knowing, and I've had the good fortune of interviewing her a few times, Dr. Selman, Dr. Mary Newport. Dr. Mary Newport's husband, I think in the book is called What If There Was a Cure for Alzheimer's. Her husband had early onset Alzheimer's, and she was beside herself and found out about medium chain triglycerides and started giving her husband 7 small teaspoons a day. And not only did it change her husband, but it gave her back her husband. It actually reversed a very serious problem. And then they got involved in a clinical test, and she didn't know any better back then and thought she was doing the right thing by her husband. And unfortunately, the medication, they had to stop the test because the double-blind placebo, because those that were given this medication had gotten worse, and her husband was one of them. And so all the work of the medium chain triglyceride went down the drain, and she's trying to build him back again now with that he's off those medications. So
I want us to go back. You mentioned something, and I think it's worth repeating because it's a great solution for people who want healthy pasta. And that's this food called Miracle Noodles. Miracle Noodles are actually now available in places like Whole Foods. And do you want to talk a little bit about Miracle Noodles? Because we have quite a few recipes in our book.
In our book,
with Miracle Noodles.
Miracle Noodles are just fabulous. They're made from fiber, so they're really they're made from something called the yam, but it's not really sweet potato. They're Japanese. It's just fiber, strings of fiber. Now, the key with Miracle Noodles, and I have to tell you, the smell is enough to make you like, what? What did you recommend to us, Dr. Selman and Frankie? It smells terrible. Yeah, it has a nasty smell.
It's only because of the preservative in the water. They're already made. Once you rinse it off, there's no taste.
There's no taste or smell. Exactly. So what you need to do is rinse it real carefully and dry them. You have to rinse them, drain them, and dry them. Dry them thoroughly. That's really the key. Now, I take a red pesto sauce, and it's very similar to green pesto sauce, but it's red peppers. And you take red peppers, and you take some cheese and spices and some oil, and you put it all together, and you make a red pesto sauce. And I think I have it in the book. I'm not sure, but or any prepared red pesto sauce will do. And what you do is you take your magic noodles and you dry them very thoroughly.
Miracle noodles,
and you dry them thoroughly, and then you put the red pesto sauce, and you sprinkle a little cheese on top of that, and you bake it. Or you put a little ricotta cheese in with any kind of a red sauce.
Oh, my mouth is watering. And, you know,
and
the best thing about this, we have to say that the Miracle Noodles have zero calories.
Zero calories.
A pasta-like option with zero calories. Can you hear?
And guess what? That means no carbohydrates. So part of the problem with a lot of the gluten-free pastas, and some of them are very good, is that you're getting corn and you're getting rice and you're getting extra additives and you're getting carbohydrates. So you really want in life to keep the carbs as low as possible for many, many reasons. One of them is inflammation. And, you know, we are struggling as a nation and as a world with inflammation. And it really is affecting our insulin levels. It's affecting our blood sugar levels. It's affecting all of those kinds of things, what causes the itises, the diabetes and the cancers and all that. And I'm interviewing this week, Dr. Selman, a doctor, Dr. Bernstein, who has diabetes and feels that the American Diabetes Association diet is really giving people the wrong message, that we really should all be carb free. And you know, every doctor I talk to that is enlightened and that has tremendous credentials behind them, as of the past year to 2 years, they're all saying get rid of the carbs in your diet. So this is not just Frankie Boyer saying this. This is now being proven that these carbohydrates, so you really want to get rid of the carbohydrates. You want to, you know, an occasional treat, but our country, Dr. Selman, we don't know what occasional is.
Right.
An occasional is every day.
An occasional is every day or twice a day.
Or twice a day or three times a day.
This is such a problem because carbohydrates actually are addictive. Literally, they do cause brain chemicals to be created.
Exactly.
That are too addictive.
It's like somebody opened up a valve that says, feed me. Feed me now. And let me tell you something. Between the additives, the chemicals, and the Feingold Association, the late Dr. Feingold, who said that many people have allergic reactions to the dyes that are in our foods. Now, why do we need to put yellow number 5 in our mayonnaise is beyond me. Why do we need to put sugar? Why do we need to put high fructose corn syrup in any of our foods? Well, I'll tell you why. It's keeping us fat, it's keeping us sick, and we as Americans need to get off this roller coaster. And that's why you and I are so passionate about the HCG protocol. And anyone out there, do pick up The Promise of HCG. Pick the book up. Read it for yourself. We have given you absolutely tremendous information, and we're giving you recipes. We're taking you by the hand and saying you're not alone. We can help you.
So, Frankie, we've come to the end of a fantastic show. I just want people to get your website again, which is frankieboyer.com.
Because it is.
If they go to their website, they can also access your fantastic shows and the wonderful guests and the enlightening information you have. So that's all there, right? If they just go
Absolutely. It's right there for them.
So Frankie, thank you for your wonderful work, for your recipes, for your enthusiasm, and for being such a powerful voice out there in the world, trying to share the wisdom and wake people up.
It's back at you, Dr. Selman, because you have been a true pioneer as well, and we've been walking together on this road, and it's a pleasure to be with you today and your audience. I wish them all well, and everybody, don't forget to smile.
Wonderful words. Thanks, Frankie. You take
Thank
care.
You. You too. Bye.
And I'm running off and getting some almond flour. And for all of you listening, thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll actually try some of Frankie's great recipes. You can pick up The Promise of HCG on my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. If you're really struggling with your challenge with weight, I'm going to tell you, this is the answer you've been looking for. I always tell people this exceeds your expectations as it did for me and for Frankie. So until next time, remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. Have a wonderful week. Bye for now.